Hi. Welcome to the fifth part of Core Java Interview Questions. In this podcast, we are covering important Core Java interview questions and answers that can help you secure a Java developer job. Question 81. Compare race condition and deadlock in Java? Answer. A deadlock occurs when multiple threads are blocking each other. It is in regards to the threads trying to acquire the shared resources. A race condition occurs when multiple threads interact negatively depending on the exact order that their execution takes place. Question 82. Why does Java not support multiple inheritances? Answer. Java does not support multiple inheritance using class because whenever a sub or child class wants to access the property of two or more parent or superclass that have same method, Java compiler cannot decide which class method it should be inherit. Question 83. What do you mean by overloading and overriding in Java? Answer. When we have more than one method in a class with the same name but different arguments, it is called overloading. Overriding occurs when we have two methods with the same signature from which one in the child class and the other is in the parent class. Question 84. Can you have multiple public classes in a Java source file? Answer. No. While defining two or more classes in a single Java file, we need to ensure that only one class amongst them is public. If we have multiple public classes in a single file, it generates a compile time error. Question 85. Define Java package? Which package is imported by default? Answer. Java package is a mechanism that organizes classes by grouping them. The grouping logic can be based on modules or functionality. A Java class fully classified name contains package and class name. Java compiler imports java.lang package by default and it doesn't need to be imported explicitly. Question 86. Explain finally and finalize method in Java? Answer. Finally block is used to execute cleanup codes such as closing files, closing connections, or freeing up threads since it excites irrespective of an exception. Whereas, finalize is a method in the object class that can be overridden in our classes. It is generally overridden to release system resources whenever the object is garbage collected. Question 87. Can interface extend or implement another interface? Answer. An interface can extend many interfaces. Still, it cannot implement another interface because if an interface is implemented, its methods need to be defined and the interface never has a definition of any method. Question 88. What do you mean by Java annotation? Answer. Annotation is metadata about the program embedded in itself. It can be parsed by the compiler or annotation parsing tool. One can specify annotation availability till runtime or to compile time only. Question 89. What is an anonymous inner class in Java? Answer. An anonymous inner class refers to a local inner class with no name. It is defined and instantiated into a single statement. The anonymous inner class always implements an interface or extends a class. It is only accessible at the point where it is defined. Question 90. Is Java passed by value or reference? Answer. As object references are passed by value, so Java also passed by value, not by reference. Question 91. Can we initialize the final blank variable? Answer. Yes. The final blank variable can be initialized in the constructor if it is not static. In case it is a static blank final variable, then it can be initialized in the static block only. Question 92. What is the use of this keyword in a class? Answer. This keyword refers to the current object in a method or constructor. It is most commonly used to eliminate the confusion between class attributes and parameters with the same name. Question 93. Mention a class that is considered as a superclass of all the classes? Answer. In Java, the object class is considered to be the superclass of all other classes. Question 94. What is wrong with using HashMap in the multi-threaded environment? Answer. There is nothing wrong with using HashMap. It all depends on how you use it. For instance, if you initialize the HashMap using one thread and all the other threads are just reading from it, it does not create any problem. However, the main issue arises when at least one thread is updating HashMap, that is, changing, removing, or adding any key value pair. Question 95. Does all property of immutable object need to be final in Java? Answer. No, it is not essential to have all properties final. In immutable objects, you must not allow the users to modify the class's variables. To do that, you can make variables private and not provide setter methods to change them. Question 96. How do you handle error conditions while accessing stored procedures or writing stored procedures from Java? Answer. When we call a stored procedure, it executes in the database server, so if an exception occurs, that can be handled in the exception block in the stored procedure. If the stored procedure fails, it throws an SQL exception, which can be handled by a try or catch block. Question 97. When to override hashcode and equals method? Answer. It is particularly overridden when you want to check equality based on business logic instead of object equality. It is also essential to override both methods if you want to use them as a key in HashMap. Question 98. Which two methods you need to implement a key object in HashMap? Answer. If you want to use any object as a key in HashMap, then it must implement the hashcode and equals method. Question 99. What do you mean by wrapper class in Java? Answer. A wrapper class converts the primitive data types into objects or reference types. Each primitive data type has a class dedicated to it, known as wrapper class, as it wraps the primitive data type into that class object. Question 100. What is enumeration in Java? Answer. Enumeration means a list of named constant that defines a class type in Java. An enumeration can have methods, constructors, and instance variables. It is created using the enum keyword. Each enumeration constant is static, final, and public by default. Enumeration variables are used and declared in the same way as primitive variables. Thank you for listening to our podcast.